tinkle, tinkle. What if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoe and the sun will shine. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the stars don't twinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the stars will shine. When you moan and groan, then trouble hangs around. He runs miles and miles from every happy sound. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the sun will shine. I'm the only doctor that can cure your ills. No nasty medicines, no bitter tasting pills. I've a magic cure as simple as can be. I just prescribe this bright little melody all together now. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the sun will shine.
Right.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the stars don't twinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the stars will shine.
When you moan and groan,
when you moan and groan, then trouble hangs around.
He runs miles and miles.
He runs miles and miles from every happy song.
Tinkle,
tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes, and the sun will shine.
Never done that one before.
Yes, that was fun, wasn't it?
And the high kick at the end surprised me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I do get carried away. Yes, it's rather by surprise.
Well,
too.
I mean,
you can
get up now, dear.
Yes, I'll just pick up your glasses.
Yes, please.
She nearly lost it in size over there, Jude. Yes.
Oh, it took me back to the days of Jesse Matthews, that.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very jolly little sort of fairy panto song.
Oh, it is, really. Yes, it's wonderful. And, of course, you sing that in pantomime, don't you?
Well, I have been known
to. Yes, I know.
Nice of you to call it singing.
Well, I'm going to take you back even further now to Mari Burke.
Mari Burke?
Yes, and Showboat, one of the great shows.
Oh,
yes.
How lovely. Are you going to sing us something?
I'm going to sing this one, Bill.
Which one? Oh,
from
Bill.
Showboat. You've got
one
that on the cottage.
One of my very, very favourite numbers. Really beautiful.
Well, I hope I won't let you down if I sing it now.
I'm sure it'll be... I shall just go away somewhere and cry.
No, don't do that.
Sit on the booth.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover. Someday I knew I'd recognize him whenever he came round my way. Now I always used to fancy then he'd be one of those godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like those heroes bold in the books I'd read. But along came Bill, an ordinary guy. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His manly grace, his form and face, are not the kind that you would find in a statue, and I can't explain. It's surely that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. He don't play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo or row. He isn't half as handsome as all of the men that I know. Now he isn't tall and straight and slim, and he dresses far worse than Bob or Jim. So I can't explain why he should be just that one great man in the world for me. He's just my Bill. He hasn't got a thing that I could brag about. And yet to be upon his knee, so comfy and rude. because he's just Peel.
Ah, lovely, dear.
Oh, was it all right? Good. That was absolutely
awesome. Could you hear the old paddle thrashing through the water then?
Absolutely. And how you reach those top notes, I'll never know.
Well, because I'm quite tall, you see.
Oh,
it's a help, Juno.
Yes, it is, that's always been my trouble. Now, I haven't thought of
that.
Oh,
but you managed so well, dear. Well, and, you know, we so adored seeing you in the show last night, of
really?
Course, at the Old Theatre Royal, Bury St. Edmund. Well, so, I mean, you had to come back and stay.
Well, it was very, very sweet of you to ask me.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, I've heard about all your musical evenings and everything. I just
well, we have lots of fun, don't
I'm
we, dear?
Sure, yes.
Oh, we do indeed. And I said to Vanda, let's have June over, you
yeah.
see.
Yeah, very sweet of you. I'm delighted
my
to be
dear,
here.
It's a pleasure. But you know, the old show is like Showboat. Oh, I was going through some of these scores
all
only yesterday.
Songs. Now, everyone a winner.
I know. But here is a show you won't have heard of.
No.
Muriel.
This?
Well, no one's heard of Muriel.
Muriel.
Well,
I don't
the
think
people
so.
Wrote
I don't
it
think so.
Had, you know. Because, of course, as you know, June and Evadne.
Dolly. Hello, Dolly. But
no,
not Muriel.
No, Hilda's. Oh, sorry.
No. No, Denver, I know you don't, isn't it?
You can call me Hilda. Drop
oh,
the
thank
name.
You, dear. Thank you.
And Evadne's just plain Evadne.
Evadne.
That's
oh,
right.
That's very
just
nice.
Evadne.
Well,
and
June.
Yes, June.
Yes, June.
Yes,
yes, June. Whitfold.
And yes,
that was that woman at the stage door, wasn't it? When she came up to you for the autograph the
yes,
other night and
yes.
she said, oh, Miss Whitfold, I remember you in Itmar. And, of course, I had to hide my face.
Well, I know,
you
know.
See,
yes, people do occasionally get it wrong.
Oh,
you know.
Never go back that
yes.
far. But getting back to these old musicals, now,
oh,
you'll
marvelous.
Remember, of course, as we are, our parents remember, too, that the musicals went through a phase where they were named after girls, like Irene,
oh, of
Sally,
course. Yes, yes,
you
yes.
know, and shows like this. And so, of course, this one, Muriel, very interesting. It was famous for two things. One, that the music was written by Upton Cheney, and the book was by Todd Hinton Blewett, you see.
Really?
Yes.
Now, there's a name from the past.
I know. But Todd Hinton Blewett, you see, not only was he an excellent writer, he had another claim to fame.
Yeah?
He lived next door to Dame Ethel Smythe.
He didn't.
He did indeed. He was the one who lifted her down off the railings when she was helping Mrs. Pankhurst.
Oh, yes, that was so.
Yes.
Can't have been an easy neighbour, Dame Ethel, I wouldn't have thought.
No, well, that's why then she went off and wrote the records, I
yes,
think.
Yes, so she did recover, though, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, she did. Now, listen, this, the story of Muriel, you'll
oh, yes,
see.
Do tell
it's
me,
the
yes.
typical story of the young man about town, comes yes. from a very good stock, somewhere like Eaton Square, you'll see.
Yes.
And he has a little dalliance with the tweeny. And they all go off down to Devon for the day.
Mm.
And then, of course, tweeny gets mixed up with him, and then he meets somebody else, and they meet three men on the pier.
On the beach, or on the... Yes,
you're good at sight reading, aren't you, dear?
Oh, no, I'm hopeless.
Oh, very well, then we'll have a go.
Be
you
do now.
Yes, come on. Now, we'll have to take some men's parts, you know, because
yes.
otherwise the words won't make
course,
sense.
Yes,
well,
we'll
but we're
we
used to
on,
that, you know,
yes.
during the war
well,
when all
point.
The men were up at the front. Yes,
well,
yes,
point,
yes, of course.
It's my turn.
But yes,
right.
yes, lovely. That's it. Right.
Oh, I like the overture.
It's good, isn't it? Now.
A beast. Those big blue eyes just hypnotize and set a rhythm in our feet. With flashing smile you so beguile each man who comes to call. And when they bring their brothers too, it doesn't seem to bother you at all. So Muriel, dear Muriel, we really want you to know. We'd climb a tree and cross the sea to come unto you. Oh Muriel, Muriel.
Are free to run away, then come with me without delay to a far-off place where corals lie and sunbeams shine down on your face.
We'll splash in waters deep and blue where I will throw my ball to you. And if you should catch,
we're the perfect match.
So run away with me.
I like it.
It's good, isn't it?
If you ever should visit the South Coast again, don't come in the rain, if you please, you dear.
Remember to bring buckets and spade parasols. They will keep the sun off your face.
We'll sit on the pier with a glass of warm ginger beer, laughing at the sailors who swim down below. On Old Plymouth Hoe.
Old Plymouth Hoe. Plymouth, oh.
Oh, Plymouth, oh. If you ever visit the South Coast again, we three who have dined on the finest of food, we three who have often been thought of as rude, we three are here on the mission to find any girl who feels inclined to share the bed of the heart. We three, we three.
Ours are pretty good.
A love like ours has been heaven sent. And even though we can't pay the rent, let's enjoy ourselves as true lovers do, and forget the rent till the next payment's due. We'll live on love and be so content, without a thought for the world outside, though we might both end up in a tent. Our love like us has been heaven sent.
That was good, yes.
Oh, this is the housekeeper's song.
Yes.
All right.
If Ruby hadn't fallen down the stairs, who knows what kind of a day she'd had, but you really care.
Oh, then the truth.
For Ruby isn't quite the kind of girl to set the heart of the man aflame who could cause the world.
Yes. She's a silly girl, and one who doesn't mind her P's and Q's.
Right.
And therefore's inclined to be rude. For a girl with her responsible position in the house, her methods appear rather crude.
They do.
So, Ruby, pull yourself together, do. And please, remember to watch your step. You might fall again. So, Muriel, dear Muriel, we really want you to know. We'd climb a tree across the sea to come unto you. Oh, Muri, 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 oh, Muri, Muri, Muri.
I'm very surprised.
You
I've never
did
saw
awfully
the light
well.
Of the...
Not me too, dear.
Well, I was trying to follow you, you see.
Well, I think you did awfully well. Got a song here, which we found quite recently, and it's called His Master's Voice. Would you like to hear
I'd
it?
I'd love to hear that.
It's one that not that. Many people have heard.
But is it? Yes.
I think under here, yes.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
I mean, this is sort of a tribute, I suppose, in a way, to Gracie, bless her. All right, dear.
In a second-hand shop and having a rummage around. I've had a good laugh at theatrical props and some of the things that I've found. There were bundles of music and china and glass and boxes of records, what bliss, which started me thinking, does anyone know? Could you give me the answer to this? Where did the little dog go from the old horn? He would sit there for days with his eyes all aglaze and his head down the horn on the gramophone. By a big vase of flowers, he would listen for hours. To be honest, there wasn't much choice. He grew thoroughly bored, but he earned his reward to be greeted by his master's voice. Is that you out there, Nipper? This is me in here. Put me warm inside. Now isn't it sad when a doggy just sits and stares at an old piece of tin? It doesn't seem right sitting night after night thinking how did my master get in? If you look at the picture you'll see there's no food or a bowl full of water to drink. Now if I'd been that dog and been treated like him, I'd have kicked up one hell of a stink. From the old ornographophone. He would sit there for weeks, living only on leeks, from a Welshman who'd once owned the gramophone. Then one day in a hurry, his head he withdrew, and it said that no one had denied it. With his face all forlorn, he attacked that great horn, for his master, he with the horse inside it. Now, if you've got a dog who is fond of a song and never goes out on his own, remember poor Nipper in his sorry state and how he was left all alone. Please leave him some water and biscuits to eat and a picture of you he can see. Then hide all your records in your gramophone and just let him watch the TV. Where did a little dog go from the old horn gramophone? It sat there for years crying buckets of tears till it totally ruined that gramophone. He had several fits, then he chewed it to bits, and I'm told things became really hectic, for they silenced his moans when they took all his bones, and the new gramophone was electric. Where has the little dog gone with his old horn of a gramophone? We'd be broken hearted to be told that they'd parted that dear little dog from his gramophone. Now I've heard from a friend living close to Southend, near the pier late at night on your own. After three eerie barks, and surrounded by sparks, you will see that old dog and his rabbit hole. At this time of year, so if you look underneath the thing, you might find him with a couple of grams.
I like that.
Well, it's not bad, is it, you know?
It's lovely. Haven't heard that one.
Oh, well, it's quite a unique one, I think. Mm. And then, of course, finding all these things as we do, you know, one brings them out ever so often and has a little sing-song.
Has a little go at them, yes.
But, you know...
I've got a little surprise for you later.
Have you, dear?
Yes, yes, I have.
Who have you brought with you?
Well, I unearthed something.
Oh, dear. Yes. Yes. Well, you know, I've always wanted to ask you, June, yes, you know, on. Because I've never had the opportunity to ask you before. When you did take it from here, yes, the Glums, and yes, you were F.
That's right.
Who played Mrs. Glum?
Alma Cogan. She,
oh,
yes, she was always upstairs, wasn't she, going... And then Jim would come in and say, hello, 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 what's going on here? Oh, have you seen the bar? Oh, Mother wants it to do her eyebrows, you know. With
Ronnie on the sofa. It was well, we ought to do it now. Now, you could be F and I could be Mr.
Right.
Glum. And Evadne could go upstairs and be...
All right.
Couldn't you, dear? You could go upstairs.
I don't want to go upstairs.
Oh, don't go upstairs.
Well, can I be doing
can she do it from where she is? We don't want to upset her. We don't want to upset her.
I probably can, yeah.
Yes, that's very good. That's very
yes,
good.
I'll say, because I can sound very like Jimmy Edwards.
Yes,
do it now.
Right. So...
Can
I do a bit of Ron and F first?
Yes, dear.
Right,
yes.
Right. So I'll do, and then you come in at the end, you go, hello, hello, hello. Right,
right,
right, right.
Yes.
So I say, oh, Ron, when are we going to get married? You'll never know how much I yearn.
I do, Eth, and it's not enough for both of us to live on.
Hello, hello, hello. Evening, all. Has anybody seen the biro? Mother wants to do her eyebrows. That's it, you
that
see.
That was very good.
We could do a remake, couldn't we?
Oh, yes. We could, yes. Because, I mean, you can't tell the difference between me and Jimmy Edwards.
Not
apart from the look, you know.
Apart
from the moustache. Yes, yes.
You get
yes,
a wonder.
He had a bigger one, yes, mm, yes. Oh, yes, wasn't that wonderful?
Yes. Oh, well, yes.
Now, what's
yes,
the surprise you had for us,
Jimmy? Well,
I'm intrigued by that.
It's just a little ditty that I found.
Yes.
Shall I render it for
well,
you?
And then you'll see what you think about it. And I believe you want
it
in C, June, yes. Yes, I'm very good in C.
Yes, it's in C, if you don't
mind.
You probably do this much better, but
well,
I'll
do it I don't know what
time.
It is, dear. I haven't got my readers on, so I
well.
Shall we go for it, June? Yeah?
Yes, why not?
No doubt you've heard that well-known song they sang in bygone days. My fiddle is my sweetheart. It used to be a craze. But Mary Brown says fiddling is infra-dig, you know. Her pushbike is her sweetheart. At least she'll tell you so.
Her bicycle gives her such innocent pleasure. She travels up hill and down dale. Her wheels are ball-bearing. They are such a treasure and never have been known to fail. She'll tell you that riding is healthy and nice, although for one's pleasure one must pay a price. She's lucky 'cause she's only been punctured twice since she jumped on her push bike and pedaled away.
Yes.
Second verse coming up.
Interesting, yes.
Then Mary joined a cycling club and rode for long weekends. She used to freewheel down the hill. She made a lot of friends. One day when hot with pedaling, she got left far behind. A strange man grabbed her handlebars. She was too tired to mind. Her bicycle gives her such innocent pleasure. She travels up hill and down dale. She once had an accident far off the high road, but she soon got help from a male. He took out his spanner, her wheel to adjust. Said, I'll pump your tire up, it's flat in the dust. But she thought that her inner tubing might bust, so she jumped on her push bike and pedaled away. Her bicycle gives her such innocent pleasure. She travels up hill and down dale. When darkness was falling, she found she'd no matches, so she pedaled home like a snail. At lighting up time, a young man she did vamp. She said, I can't light up, my oil must be damp. He said, all you want's a new wick in your lamp. But she jumped on her push bike, she jumped on her push bike,
she jumped on her push bike and pedaled away.
What a sensible girl.
Quite naughty, oh, that, Julie. Well, it was very good. Can we have a copy of that?
Oh, you certainly may.
Yes. For Christmas.
Would it go in your repertoire, do you think?
Well, it's a slight adjustment,
not exactly Covent Garden, yes, but I think, you know, Christmas party time.
Yes.
She was obviously very fond of her bicycle, that girl.
She was,
as
wasn't she?
Is very fond of her tricycle.
So I believe. Yes.
Yes. Yes, I go everywhere on my trike.
Yes, I suppose you haven't been able to ride it much lately, though.
Well, not
your
this
injury.
Yeah. And with her
knees.
I can't brake on the right, you see, and so I have to run in circles when I stop.
Very tricky, yes.
It can be. And I don't
I was spinning round at the Market Cross for a good half hour the other day.
You were indeed, yes, all on your own. And there's not many people in Stacton Trestle who would come up and help you mend a puncture.
And not many who ride a tricycle, I would imagine.
No, I'm the only one.
Clear's the
only
one.
Probably.
Well, I tell you what, dear. Well, one little song before we have a final warm drink. Chocolate? Hot chocolate? Or
oh, that would be lovely.
Something in it, Jude?
Or
a little brandy?
Well, brandy and chocolate. I'm not so sure.
Oh, it goes all the way.
May I think about that?
Oh, you may. Yes.
Well, a little song of Ivan Avello's, because he was able to write the loveliest songs for people emotionally,
beautiful
I think.
Songs.
And this one is from Gaze the Word. So I think we might just sort of round off our musical evening on this tonight.
I'd love to hear it.
If only he'd looked my way, just stopped to say a word of greeting, this let's pretend would end there and then. The very moment when my heart stopped beating, if only he turned to smile, that little while, however fleeting, would always seem a dream to dream today. If only he'd looked my way. The first time I was conscious of him, I was doing my little dance, one of those schottische things. But they don't do them anymore today, you see. And he was sitting in the stage box. I saw a mass of curly hair and a white gardenia. He always wore a white gardenia. And at the end of my dance, he threw it onto the stage. It landed at my feet. And I slipped and, oh, he was so upset. Afterwards, he came round to apologize.
and the next night. And the night after that, too, and the night after that. And that was my big romance. To him, just one of those things. And later, when he went away, which was so casual, I just carried on dancing my little schottische. But I've often wondered, what would it have been like if only he'd looked my way?
Not a dry eye.
Oh, oh, bless you, dear. Oh, June, what fun we must do this again. Wasn't it lovely? Yes.
Well, I've really enjoyed it. I mean...